Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back.
Wow.
Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday here. Sports Bros. Rob.
Well, hello there.
I'm Rob. Big Six right over there. Right here. Look at him. Ryan Buckley is here.
Put your big boy pants on. Rob is here.
And we're partying.
I'm actively choosing to watch the Royals and the Yankees over that garbage that is the Eastern Conference play.
Bye, bitch. Yeah, so it's... Who's playing tonight? Chicago...
Bulls Heat.
Bulls Heat.
Maybe Eric Spoelstra's last game with Miami? Maybe.
And yet I don't care. I have vowed to not watch 1 second of Eastern Conference play in basketball, and I will not.
It just doesn't matter to
me. No, it does not. The Warriors game last night was lots of fun. But the Eastern Conference, no. And by the way, the Mavericks game tonight, I won't watch that either. Wake me when the real playoffs.
Yeah, that's an ugly game. Yeah. No one wants to watch that. No.
Mavericks Kings?
No.
Get out of here. I got no time for that. I'll watch Eric Hosmer here giving hot color commentary for the Royals.
Yeah, Hos in the booth.
It's a great head of hair.
What a hero that guy is. Huge hog, too. What?
That's the rumor out there, huh?
Is it? I don't know.
Just seems like
they don't call him the hammer for nothing. Coming up this hour, what do we have for you? A friendly reminder that we're still waiting on Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. You kind of forget about that, right? Aaron Rodgers is a little bitch floating out there in the ether.
The odds to land Cooper Flagg. And we have some Zapruder film from last night's play. And this was the most interesting thing from the Eastern Conference playing game last night.
Yeah, the final.
Some film.
Yeah, the final 2 minutes.
No. No, sir.
Oh,
it was getting
no,
a little snowy down in Florida.
I know of what you speak of.
Come on.
I love when these things happen.
Was it Coke? New fun game. Right now, the Hot 5-5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5-5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5-5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5-5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victor Rico's Mexican Food. Discover Victor Rico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorricos.com.
He did it early. He did a lot of it.
Number five.
Well, my Winterhawks need this one tonight.
Yes, they do.
At the Coliseum. They are down 2-1 to Everett in their second round playoff series after the Hawks pulled out in a gritty fashion game three.
Well, they lost games 1 and 2 in overtime up in Everett. So it was about as close a series as you can get. against those bastard Silver Tips. So go Hawks.
Yeah, and they are bastards. I've talked to some of the Silver Tips. I cover these games, you know.
You don't like them.
I don't like those guys. I tell you, they're off cocky over there.
It was supposed to be a rebuilding year for Portland. They got a lot younger, so if they could find a way to, you know, to keep
That's
advancing
right.
the playoffs, it'd be a big deal.
Right.
Go Hawks.
7 p.m. They
at
tip
the
it off.
War Memorial.
They kick it off at 7 p.m.
Wouldn't that be something? Kick the puck off?
What would be better? A jump tip off?
Oh, I like a jump because
or a kickoff.
On the skates, I like that.
Dude, yeah, the jump. And I mean, the high, you'd have to eliminate the high sticking for that one play. But...
Or maybe just let them grab it like basketball players. Try to.
Say, or the kickoff.
Instead of the puck drop, I like the idea of the jump puck. Someone breaks an ankle.
Duke star Colin Knipple has entered the NBA draft, guys. We are still waiting word on Cooper Flagg. Duke is hoping he returns to school. He likely won't, making him the consensus number one pick. Your Portland Trailblazers have a 3.7% chance of landing that pick.
Now, Knipple is supposed to be somewhere in that 5 to 10 range, which is where Portland will likely pick. Please don't pick Colin Knipple. Please. Please don't pick the slow-footed white guy that can't finish at the rim.
From the moment you saw him in the tournament, I feel like you have nightmare fuel that he's going to be a Blazer.
Like, I know he's a good college player, but we've seen this before. We've seen the unathletic, kind of undersized white guy that shoots well in college. He doesn't go well in the NBA.
Give me an example.
Adam Morrison. And Adam Morrison was 10 times the player than Colin Knipple.
That's a pretty good example.
Stop.
Give me another example.
Luke Babbitt.
Yeah, that's a pretty good example.
Stop doing it. Number three. Drew Timmy, do I have to go on? Don't.
Nico Amalalabadelalabaveya.
Nailed it.
To UCLA? We don't know.
No. Sounds like UCLA got an influx of NIL cash, and he really didn't have any other options.
Which, by the way, is that an upset? UCLA never has money.
Yeah. Well, again, he's not getting big money. But they're saying that maybe somewhere in the $1 to $1.5 million range. And remember, his little brother was set to go to UCLA till Arkansas, shockingly came in with more money, and he signed them sight unseen. So,
well, he's from Long Beach.
Yes.
And to answer the UCLA, they don't ever have money question. Joel Klatt is claiming UCLA got an influx of NIL money recently.
So
the report was that Nico was headed to UCLA, but now the report is UCLA is just in the mix. And the family is claiming that it wasn't about money at Tennessee. Rather, it was about the offense.
They should write a book called How to Become the Most Unlikable Family in the NCAA in 2 Easy Steps.
How to Surpass LeVar Ball.
Yes, that is what he's being called.
The only thing he's not doing.
That's a tough bar to clear.
It is a tough bar to clear. And he hasn't cleared it yet because no one knows who he's.
Because he hasn't gone on with Stephen A.
Yeah, exactly. Once he starts making the rounds in media, then we'll hate him.
And by the way, you weren't very good last year, but you still made the playoff because you were with Tennessee. Enjoy getting your teeth kicked in at UCLA. Hope it's worth it.
Spring transfer portal is open. The Ducks are losing backup cornerback Roderick Pleasant, former 4-star recruit, redshirted last season. He also runs track. Former Oregon basketball player Jadrian Tracy has entered the portal. He did a few weeks ago. Today he commits to VCU.
I can't keep up with the portal. Every day when you log on to Twitter and you scroll, basketball and football, it's just everyone's in the portal. Everybody. And if you're not in the portal, you will be soon enough because someone will give you money.
I'll just wait till the season starts and then they'll tell me at the beginning of the games.
It's honestly for the
Washington State safety Hunter Haynes wants a standout at West Lynn. He is transferring from the Cougs. He only played special teams his freshman season. Yeah. On the fan.
Here. Stop now. Let's do it.
That's it, baby. Shot it from the rooftops.
America's number one fighting force, sir.
Number one.
My number one fan.
I got a couple things. A couple NBA play-in games tonight. Should you care, the Miami Heat lead the Bulls 39-28 at the end of the first quarter.
I can assure you I don't.
We also have in the West, Dallas-Sacramento later.
I guess I care slightly more. But
so the winner of Miami and Chicago has to play the loser of Dallas, Sacramento? Or I mean, not Dallas, Sacramento. But,
they'll play the Hawks.
The Hawks,
yeah,
yes.
The winners of these games play the losers from last night, yeah, and the loser of these games goes
so
home.
So the Grizzlies get the winner of the Mavericks and the...
Yeah. Kings.
The Kings. And the loser is done. When you lose the 7... When you lose the 9-10
the 9-10,
game,
you're out. You only get one chance.
When you lose the 7-8, then you get another crack.
And the NFL draft is next week. Giants GM Joe Shane says that should they draft Colorado's Travis Hunter, they will not be afraid to play him both ways. Hunter said yesterday he'd never play football again if a team limited him to one side.
Okay,
speaking of all the dumb things that you can say, really? You're just gonna, I'm never going to play again because I've been robbed of my chance.
One NFL GM said he believes Hunter could be a Pro Bowler at either. Most believe he's primarily a corner.
Yeah. Although, look, if you're trying to play him at both, you should start him at receiver. Being an NFL receiver is way more of an adjustment than being a DB. DB, you can probably put him out there a little bit, and it's going to be easier for him to get his feet underneath him, but there's going to be an adjustment period, and I'll just say it. He will not be a full-time player both ways. It will not. He will be a gadget player. Play him full-time on defense, play him 12 snaps a game on offense. I think that's about the best you can hope for.
Victor Rico's Mexican Food, 19 locations across Oregon and Washington, now in Lacamas Square in Vancouver. Find a location near you at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. Aaron Rodgers, we're still waiting. The odds to land, Josh Flagg, and was it Coke?
Josh Flagg?
Josh, who's Josh Flagg?
Who
is there
Josh?
Another Flagg?
Oh, no. Josh Flagg. He's the guy, he's the drugged out realtor on...
Oh,
is this another one of your Bravo shows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
L.A. listing or...
Million-dollar listing.
Million-dollar listing.
Yeah, that's not
Josh Flagg.
That's not the flag we're talking
about.
Boy,
he can ball.
Yeah, Josh. He's got a good jumper, does he?
Sorry. The odds land. Cooper Flagg.
There you go.
Is what I meant.
Yeah.
And the new fun game of Was It Coke? Coming up on The Fan. Well, here's your daily reminder. Although, we're not really doing it daily, so... This is your weekly reminder that Aaron Rodgers still hasn't signed anywhere.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Well, yeah, the draft is next week.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Remember, Mike Tomlin said you got to get to know someone, get intimate with them first. So.
Yeah, so right now they're
you
just
think
doing,
they're doing it?
They're doing some hand Maybe. Stuff, I guess, over the clothes.
They could be around third base by now. We don't know.
Well, I mean.
Getting to know each other.
Seriously, like, they want it. Pittsburgh wants him.
Yes.
But he obviously doesn't want them.
No, he wants to go somewhere else. He wants Minnesota to change their mind.
Yeah.
But Minnesota doesn't sound like they're going
if,
to.
With the draft next week,
yeah.
What the hell is Pittsburgh supposed to do?
Don't know.
They have to know. But so we have to be getting a solution soon.
It has to be. Unless
there's no way he's going to drag this out and keep them in the dark
I'm not certain about
until
that.
Until after the draft?
He does
love a
darkness
retreat. The only thing I can think of is Aaron Rodgers might be trying to pull the... I don't really want to be in Pittsburgh. I do think that the receiver thing is going to be a problem for him. I do. I think that's also why he was trying to work out with DK Metcalf. Those three, Pickens and Metcalf might be, and this is saying something, that might be the most problematic good receiver duo in the entire NFL. And you're going to put those two with, without a question, the most hard-headed problematic quarterback in the NFL? What could possibly go wrong? So he may be waiting for someone to get hurt. Like New Orleans, if he wanted to go to New Orleans right now, with Derek Carr probably being out for the year, you could do something like that. Or waiting to see if McCarthy isn't ready, or waiting to see if Brock Purdy gets hurt, or
well,
or whatever.
Why then the report, because Rossini was on Colin's show today, and she said the Steelers don't know what's going on with Aaron Rodgers.
No.
So why that report then? If he, like, just tell them that.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't, I guess his thing is the Steelers don't have another option, so he feels like he can hold them hostage. And the Steelers don't have the ability or are not willing to at this point to tell him to go F himself. Because if they do that, then their answer is Mason Rudolph. It's Mason Rudolph.
Hell
and,
yeah.
And it's, hell yeah, that's a good quarterback.
According to Albert Breer, Rodgers offered Minnesota a one-year run at a Lombardi.
Yes.
And he said that he would be tutoring J.J. McCarthy along the way.
He's a liar.
He said that he would be willing to not be Aaron Rodgers. And,
sure.
And hey, we understand. We're just I'm here to win, but I'm here to mentor J.J. McCarthy. And they didn't buy it. Because honestly, Minnesota is in a spot where if you believed that Aaron Rodgers was willing to do that, Minnesota should do it. But they don't. No one believes him because he's Aaron freaking Rodgers.
I kind of... They must really like McCarthy.
Yeah.
So I guess you got to trust him.
Yeah.
But I kind of don't know why Minnesota wouldn't want to make a one-year run with Rodgers.
I think they would if it wasn't Aaron Rodgers.
So he's that bad, huh?
I think he's problematic. I think he's problematic because of all the stuff that goes with him. And Minnesota runs one of the most just detailed offenses in the league, and which is why you've seen quarterbacks there have a lot of success, including Sam Darnold. And you want it to be done inside of that structure. And that structure is nowhere what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. And supposedly, when Aaron Rodgers goes someplace, this is why, remember, he butted heads with Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur was begging him, just trust me on this. I can make you better. We can win here. But in bad moments, Aaron Rodgers reverts back to being Aaron Rodgers, and he wants to run the Aaron Rodgers offense.
Yeah.
And something tells me that Minnesota just is looking at that and being like, we can all, how many times, whether it's at work or whether it's in a relationship, how many times do you have to hear from someone to be like, no, baby, I can change? This is Bill Belichick, right? The greatest coach of all time couldn't get a job in the NFL because no one believed that he'd be willing to give up personnel control. He said, hey, no, I'm willing to work with the GM. I'm willing to not be involved in the personnel stuff. I'll just be the coach. And the NFL teams looked at him and went, yeah, no, you can't. Aaron Rodgers has 20 years under his belt to be Aaron Rodgers.
So then, okay, so if Minnesota is being smart,
yeah,
that means the Steelers are being extra dumb.
Yeah,
and they've botched this.
Yeah,
because they don't have a backup plan.
Nope.
Especially if he doesn't tell you if he's coming there before the draft.
Yeah.
I have concepts of a plan.
The Steelers and we love the Steelers. Everybody loves the Steelers, right? Like they're, yep. I mean, you don't have to be a Steelers fan. I'm just saying, like, when I say that, I mean, the Steelers are always held up as this great franchise who's really well run, yep, every year. And all they do is win. And Mike Tomlin just win, you know, never under 500, you know. They have absolutely screwed the pooch on their quarterback situation,
yep,
since Roethlisberger. And this is the worst of it yet.
Yes. Yes.
Why is no one calling them out on this?
Since the Roethlisberger thing, they have absolutely butchered the quarterback position, and they backed themselves into a corner. And then I also think it's scary because the one time that they ended up in this situation, which is why I think they really are desperate to get Aaron Rodgers. So they were trying to do the peace gap thing and, oh, we can figure this out. And then they got into a desperate situation and they were forced to take a quarterback, and it was in one of the worst quarterback drafts, and they ended up with Kenny Pickett. And I think it really has made them gun shy that, guess what this type of draft is right now? It's a Kenny Pickett draft.
Well,
and
then
now they're sitting there at 21, and they're going to end up, they're like, oh my God, gun to the head. Are we going to take Jackson Dart?
Well, why not keep Russell Wilson? Like, if they just kept Russell Wilson, I don't think this would be a huge problem for them.
Probably not, but Russ wasn't willing to wait around for Aaron Rodgers. Russ was like, all right, well, you're going to sit around, and we know that the Aaron Rodgers thing is what you want. You know, their biggest mistake may have been believing that Aaron Rodgers wants to be a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Russ wanted to make sure that the music didn't stop on musical chairs and he was left without one. He's like, yeah, I got a seat over here, I'm taking it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're right. I think the biggest mistake is them thinking that Rodgers would come there.
Yeah. So now if you're...
They've really botched this.
They have. And I honestly, if I'm a Steeler fan, and I know it's frustrating, but... If this thing crashes and burns and it's Mason Rudolph.
Oh, man.
Maybe the best thing that could happen is that you have the 1 year where the Tomlin thing doesn't work out and just be bad and mash the restart button, right? And go into next year's draft, get a top five pick, and go grab your quarterback and say, we're turning the page. The problem with that is you just signed DK Metcalf to a big deal. You've traded away picks, DK Metcalf. You traded DK away one to go Metcalf. Get Micah Fitzpatrick. TJ Watt is expensive and is older. Cam Hayward is expensive and older. You've spent money to feel like you're, because you are constantly trying to win. But until you get the quarterback right, it's not going to happen. So it may just be in the best thing to just take your medicine. And no one wants to take their medicine, but sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to take a step backwards. And I don't know if that leads to Tomlin being fired or whatever, but what they're doing, as good an organization as they are, they're not serious. They're not serious contenders, and they won't be. They just they won't be until they figure out a way to solve that problem. And and we've been how long since Ben's been there? I mean,
yeah, six years.
It's been a while.
7 years.
Six years.
What? How many seasons? And how many quarterbacks? How many different starting quarterbacks have they had?
Let's take a look. See here. When the last time old Ben suited up? And by the way, even towards the end of that, you know, his last year there was 2021, and they were 9-7, and Ben was just...
So it hasn't been as long as I thought. So they just had Pickett for 2 years and Wilson for one? That's it?
Since Ben, their starters have included Mason Rudolph, Kenny Pickett, Mitchell Trubisky, and Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Yeah. But it's all been over like a three-year span.
Yeah, three years. Wow.
And really, that last year of Roethlisberger was just them trying to hold on to, you know...
The new Browns.
Yeah, you're trying to hold on to it. So, you know, it's no one wants to take that step backwards, but the solution isn't there. And it's really hard. Even if you like a quarterback at the top end of the draft, to go from 20 to let's say there's three quarterbacks that are really good in the draft. And there's not, by the way, there's one in this one. But let's even say like there's three or four. To move from 20 to like six, it's really an unheard of jump. Like you'll see people that'll move from, you know, 15 to 11. You'll see people that move from 9 to 3, but the amount that it takes to jump up like almost a full round, it is an astronomical price that you have to pay. And not many people are willing to pay that unless it's like this, oh my God, this generational player. And if you do have this generational player, let's say a guy that comes out that you know Andrew Luck or whatever, no one's trading it. Like it's the teams at the top aren't going to do it, no matter what you throw at them. And so it's this catch-22 that Pittsburgh is stuck in, and it stinks. What they need to do is pull a Baltimore. Because if you remember, Baltimore kind of had this thing too. And you know what Baltimore did? They drafted a 3-time MVP and they drafted him at 31. Actually, 2-time because he lost it to Josh.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Flacco was...
Yeah.
Was Flacco gone? I don't know that he was gone yet, though.
It was like
Roethlisberger.
Yes, it was just,
they knew they needed a quarterback.
Yes.
They took Lamar and Pittsburgh took Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
God.
Now, again, it's easier said than done because you... How do you find an MVP at 31? But Baltimore did, which is why Baltimore is a contender and Pittsburgh isn't. Sometimes the fates just...
Well, you got to give them credit for making that pick.
You give them credit.
Did the Steelers pass? Did the Steelers have a pick before the Ravens?
I'll take a look.
They did.
They probably did.
They could have had Lamar Jackson.
I'll take a look. A lot of teams could. And Baltimore had the balls to be like, no, dude, he won the Heisman Trophy. We'll take him.
The odds on the Steelers week one starting quarterback, Rodgers is still the favorite. Rodgers is -150.
Is he really?
But then it's Jameis Winston followed by Kirk Cousins.
Quick reference point, Lamar Jackson taken with the last pick of the first round of the 2018 draft. The Steelers had the 28th pick, could have had Jackson. They took Terrell Edmonds, safety out of Virginia Tech.
Wow.
And that just goes
But what year was that?
2018.
And so they still had Roethlisberger.
Still Ben.
But
it was
he was winding down.
He was winding down.
They could have easily taken Lamar Jackson.
He would have been like 37. 36 or 37 at that draft.
Damn.
And that's do we know what the Ravens situation was at quarterback then?
2018?
It would have been 2017 would have been the last year because if the 18 draft...
End of the Flacco deal, maybe? I don't know.
So I'd have to look up and see what...
Flacco played in 17 and 18, and then Jackson stepped right in for him.
Okay. So, again...
So it's kind of the same
situation. Kind of the same situation, where they looked at it and said, hey, you know, Flacco is on the way out, and at 31, we're taking... And you want to know those two franchises and the different passes.
And do you want to know the next quarterback taken after Lamar Jackson?
No. Wait, yes.
Oh, probably Jalen Hurts, huh?
No, it was the Steelers taking Mason Rudolph.
Oh, my God. when did Rudolph go?
76. There were 40 picks between 40 picks Jackson and Rudolph.
But they picked a quarterback.
They picked a quarterback in the second round.
Damn, dude.
And I believe the Ravens traded up to get that pick from, or in the end of the first round because they wanted that extra year control with Lamar.
That is...
Boy, I tell you, the Steelers get a pass, don't they?
Brutal. They do.
They nobody really criticizes them, but they really botched this.
Yeah, they did.
All right.
Which is why when you get to the end, you know, you cannot like the Jordan Love pick, but again, give Green Bay credit for being like, hey, we think this thing's ending, and we got to pivot.
Someone said that they think Kirk Cousins will be the Steelers' day one quarterback. I could totally see that.
Yeah, it's just a huge financial hit for Atlanta to get rid of him. But
they're going
to
have to do something.
You like that? He's going to be the most expensive backup in NFL history.
All right, coming up next, the odds to land Cooper Flagg. Here is Buck.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
71-47.
71-47.
How do you score 71 points in a half?
Now, can they come back?
How many threes have they hit?
A bunch, probably.
Buckley's going with a bunch, probably.
10 of 18.
It's not that many.
Yeah.
Look, the Bulls didn't 50, show
55%?
Up. 55%? Bulls
no,
don't want to.
The Bulls no show.
They don't want to be in the playoffs.
No.
Playoffs?
NBA. Is the play-in good?
NBA. No, no. Wait, what did you just ask?
How many years have we had of the
no,
play-in?
No, the play-in sucks.
I think this is the fourth or fifth year of
is it. At this point,
no,
can
it
we just,
sucks.
Did it start in the bubble? It might have started in the bubble.
Is that the bubble? Hmm. I mean, is it keep people interested? Like, and this is the weird part. Like, I know it's supposed to keep more teams interested at the end of the year. So I ask, and I'm being dead serious to this question. So when we look at the play-in here, did it mean anything? So the teams that were on the bubble, Orlando, Atlanta, Chicago, Miami, Toronto. Do any one of those fan bases at all give two flying Fs if they made the postseason? And then in the West, I mean, it would have been Memphis, Sacramento, Dallas, Phoenix.
The other thing is it just ends up including teams that shouldn't be playoff teams. Oh. Like, you know, the Kings and the Mavericks, like, I think they have losing records. Like, why do we want a sub-500 team in there?
The Mavericks are 39-43. The Heat are 37-45. The Bulls are 39-43. The Hawks are 40-42. What are we doing?
The only time it's good is when you get the Lakers or Warriors
sure.
types of teams in there. Yeah. And the Lakers have been in a few years. Warriors have been in it a few years.
But that's usually as the 7 or the 8, and you would be in the playoffs anyways. Like Golden State this year.
The 9th and 10th seeds that are ending up making noise in the playoffs eventually. Just leave them out and start the playoffs.
Yeah, so Golden State, to your point, Golden State just would have been the 7th seed, and they would have played Houston anyways.
Yeah.
So we just got that, you know, we get a random game, and I don't need it.
You know,
sometimes more is not better.
The SoFi play-in tournament did begin in the bubble.
It's the SoFi play-in tournament?
Yeah, according to NBA.com.
That logo is on the court tonight.
It started
and
in
that's
the bubble.
Why we have it.
And do you remember the Blazers played in that one? They beat the Grizzlies in the very first play-in game.
Boy, I don't remember that at all.
126-122. Blazers got the 8th seed and got their ass kicked by the Lakers.
I don't remember that at all.
Siege. Led the way with a bunch of points and stuff.
A bunch of points and stuff.
He had 14 of his 29 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
they beat Ja.
I just can't think of a lamer. It's just dumb.
I don't like it either. I say rack them up at 16.
Yeah.
And start the Tuesday after the season ends.
I mean, half the problem we have in the NBA is their opening round of the playoffs aren't any good anyways, and now we've just extended it to more bad teams.
Well, think about it this way. They only really eliminated 10 teams.
Yeah,
if you
much.
Think about that.
Yeah.
So the teams that have a chance in the play-in and the teams that are in the tournament already.
Yeah. Two-thirds of the team should not be in the playoffs.
Yeah, you've only eliminated the 10 worst teams.
Yeah. And that's saying something
enough.
Because in the NBA, the whole tanking thing is so real. Like, there's a lot of bad teams in the NBA. I mean, lots. And we're just like, the rest of you can go.
So here are the odds to land Cooper Flagg of Duke should he enter the NBA draft.
What about Josh Flagg?
Yeah, that's what we really want. I'm not interested in this Cooper. I want, or Ace. I'm interested in the Josh Flagg.
So the Jazz, Wizards, and Hornets each have a 14% chance.
Okay.
The Pelicans
the
have
the only
a,
one, by the way, that like the Jazz, you got Danny Ainge.
Kind of interesting. Interesting.
It's interesting. You put him with marketing.
Yeah.
You know.
That's way better than if the Wizards or Hornets got him.
Oh, my God. I guess if he ended up with the Hornets, I mean, that franchise would kill him. But you can make the idea that if Ball ever stayed healthy and you have Miller, who was hurt this year, and then you throw Flagg, Charlotte got something?
No.
No.
Pelicans, 12.5%.
Again, if they ever stayed healthy, it'd be interesting.
Sixers, 10.5%. Dude.
Maxi, Embiid, George,
Dude,
Flagg.
He better not go there. I'm going to be pissed.
And then magically, they all stay healthy 1 year. They're like, what are you talking about? We're fine. Everything's great.
Nets, 9%.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's awful.
That's bad.
Raptors, 7.5%.
Double yuck.
Spurs, 6%.
See, I mean, I know that you don't want that to happen. But again, if we're going most intriguing places, that's the one. Spoelstra leaves Miami, gives them the bird, goes and coaches for Pop. And then you end up with De'Aaron Fox, Castle, Wemby, Cooper Flagg. Yikes.
Rockets. Did you know the Rockets had a chance?
Who's there? Who did they get the pick from?
Suns.
The Suns.
3.8%.
Well, there's another one. Like, because Houston is this nice collection of young talent, but everyone's like, oh, you don't have a star? Here's Cooper Flagg.
What if they got him? And then Blazers, 3.7%.
Yeah!
Those are the teams that have a shot at Coop.
That's where people are like, the basketball gods will smile upon us because we did the ethical tank.
It's actually pretty neat.
So you know full well he will go to one of three places.
Yeah.
Utah.
Yeah.
Philly or San Antonio. Yeah. You know it. It is already written.
The frozen envelope has begun. I do miss the days where we just, everyone had the one envelope. You just spin that thing. It's weird when you go back and look at how just cheesy that looks now.
Spit on that
just thing. All in the one big drum, and he's just spinning those giant envelopes.
Boy, I tell you, that worked really well, Buckley.
I just heard spin that thing, and, you know.
Spit on that thing.
It worked. A sports Zapruder film, Was It Coke? New fun game next on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, look, it's a news story.
It is a news story.
Well,
it's interesting verbiage.
We do have the dog with the peanut butter story that for a while we could not air.
Maybe we should play that. We don't have a boss. What are we going to do, get in trouble?
Let's not play that.
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be fun.
No. That was a story when I was trying to feed my bulldog medicine, and I was putting in peanut butter. Did not
and
go.
I tell you what, out of context,
yeah, it's the worst.
The drop is so good.
It's the worst thing that's
but
ever
we can't
been.
No. It's so bad that no. We can't play it.
You can't play it.
They would not allow us to play it on the air. Hey, the Nazi power hour. Where do I find that?
It's one of the few times the boss was like, no. No, we're not. You're not doing it.
We had one of those recently with a Jalen Suggs, Grady Dick jersey swap.
Yeah.
And
it sat on the board here forever. I could never play what Sook said.
Yeah. Well, it would be Suggs and then
yeah.
Dick.
Yeah, you can't do it.
But you roll that all together.
Yeah, can't do that.
Yeah.
The people don't like that. The kids can't handle that.
Kids Neither can the FCC.
Nope. Good thing we got to nothing there.
Ugh. Hey, the segment hasn't even started, bitch. Do not clip that, you son of a bitch.
I did. I heard the Dan Lanning clip on the Bussin' with the Boys. We found out that what Dan Lanning bought with the $11 million salary.
What?
They asked him what is, because, you know, he's now making $11 million a year. And they asked him if he, what's the first thing he bought? You know, we were always wondering, like, what coaches drive. Lanning dropped it on, he bought a 1974 custom built Ford Bronco.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That was the first thing he bought with the, that was his splurge. Said it was his dream car. And he said he didn't really know how much it costs until.
How much are those?
A couple hundred grand.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said that the company that does it is out of California, and he said the last person to buy one, it was LeBron James. And when I go to Barrett Jackson every year, those roll through there, and at the auction, they go anywhere from $250,000 to
$500,000.
So I'm assuming to get one custom built, yeah, you're into it for at least a quarter milli, and probably with Dan being a splurge.
What color?
He said it's a kind of a grayish. A grayish color. Two-door, 74, and yeah, he probably into it for let's go 350.
Almost looks like a safari Jeep. I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, is there a photo of it?
Oh, I mean, I'm just looking at 74 Ford Broncos, just body style and whatnot.
Yeah, the stuff they do now, like those are like a big hot item right now when you go down to those car shows. Everyone wants the old restored K5 Blazers, and they want the old 70s Broncos. And they're not really restored. They're just built from the ground up.
So the best video of last night was not any highlight.
No.
It was at the Orlando game against the Hawks, and they're filming the sideline there, and behind this, you know, in the front row or maybe the second row behind the bench, there's a hot with big old
buxom
knockers, and she pulls out what appears to be a bag of cocaine.
That is a bag of cocaine.
And she is shaking it.
She gonna do it right there in her seat?
Right there. Well, she's probably preparing it for the bathroom.
Why would you not go do that in the bathroom then?
Well, I think in Florida, I feel like they're
it's just common.
It's just cool. They're like, it's Florida. It's Orlando. What do you?
I do feel like that's Florida for you.
If you like a mint, how about a line?
It's just the way it's framed because you can't see her face, but you can see the up tops,
and they're nice,
and they are nice. It's reminiscent of the lady that was sitting behind Rick Pitino. The NCAA tournament. Maybe it's the same gal. But I do enjoy that she does pull out a bag of cocaine and just is like...
Well, that's what it appears to be.
It's a bag of
coke. I don't know what else it would be.
Now that's a bag of coke. Come on.
Molly.
What else is that? Someone did bring up, like, you know, they have that game show on, Netflix. Is it cake? You
know? More fun version. X-rated.
A more fun version. Is it coke?
But have you ever watched Is It Cake?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My wife watches that show, and I got to tell you, it is shockingly good.
Yeah.
Sometimes, the show is good, or the illusion is good once or twice?
No, the show's pretty good.
Yeah,
I can't believe
it. You will get roped in.
It is really dumb, but when, because some of the stuff is
it's
bad.
It's obvious. Yeah.
But when the stuff is done well, and they cut into it, and you see that it's cake, your mind blown.
Yeah, it is mind-blowing. So what happens is there's a guy from SNL who's the host of it.
Mikey Day, I think.
I think he's fantastic. So he's kind of funny. And then they have people guessing, but they have five things or four things that are just random things, like a purse, a shoe, whatever. And one of those five things is made of cake.
It's cake.
And boy, I tell you what, dude, it is hard to tell.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you look at it and go, oh, come on, that's cake. And it is mind-blowing because you're like, oh, there's no way that's not cake. And you're like, what the hell? That's a real shoe.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to retract that. It's not awesome.
It's surprisingly...
It's surprisingly good.
Yes. Now, imagine that same show, but instead of cake, it's just a pile of blow.
Blow?
Yeah, what is... It's a bunch of white, powdery substances, and you got to...
So you got to distinguish between, like, baking soda...
Yeah, baking soda, some sugar...
Fentanyl.
Yeah, you don't want that fentanyl pile. Like, oh, I don't know. I don't like the way that looks.
Laundry detergent. Oh, no, I see some blue specks in there. Oh, that's the fentanyl. You lose.
We were hanging out when we were when we went down to St. Lucia last year. We were hanging out at a block party, and someone broke out the baggie, one of the locals, and there were some tourists around. And obviously, in the United States, people are a little nervous when people break out, you know, cocaine, because it was being offered around like it was, you know, like, hey, anybody, hey, you need a topper there, Jimmy? And one of the people were like, whoa, no. And the guy was like, ah, it's okay. No one cares here. And the person was like, no, he goes, we just, you know, you got to be careful about that stuff. And the guy was so insulted because we compared, I believe the quote was, your garbage ass yellow American cocaine.
To this
pure St. Lucia. He was like, hold it up. And he was so proud. He's like, look at that. Look at the white. I've never seen someone more proud of their coke.
Well, he's probably right, but he has to understand that we come from the U.S.
Yes.
Where we think everything's laced with fentanyl and will kill us.
And it was almost like, oh, country mouse, really? You're concerned? And then he waved everyone off as he took his baggie of coke.
Stupid Americans.
And then went about his way. See, that's the thing. That's the benefit of when you're playing, you know, is it coke? You learn to spot the differences.
Listen, I don't do blow, but I gotta imagine if you do blow, isn't that kind of risky? Like, how do you know for sure it's
in the States?
Yeah, like
you can test it, right?
You get a kit.
Oh, there's a kit.
Yeah,
is that what you do?
The police will hand them out.
Oh, I go to the police for my blow needs.
You remember we were doing the whole? We'll give you straws that are healthy, and we can also give you drug testing kits. You can also buy them, too.
Or just go to St. Lucia, where they take a lot of pride. That, and by the way, you'll see everyone doing coke, and you're like, well, everyone seems to be fine. It's shocking how it was just, you're like, what? What's happening? No.
Well, the right thing to do to break up a dog attack is butt fingers.
Come on.
It is.
No, it's...
It is.
And there's video to prove it.
There's video to prove it.
Oh, man.
We'll get to that and my proprietary and definitive list next on The Fam.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.